Hi and welcome to another episode of Being Surreal. And as you can see, right now I'm on a terrace. Why? Because it was sunset and I thought it would be a nice view. And there's a highway behind me. So in case you hear a lot of noises, sorry about that. But I'll try to keep this as clean and as sleek as possible. So some of you know who follow me on Insta that I didn't upload the last episode. And I didn't even upload a Book a Better Me episode because I was studying for my exams. And now my exams are over and I'm back to my college. And here's a view of my terrace. I'll begin with today's episode, and the today's episode is me. Like, why shouldn't I talk about me? Because it's in the name, Being Surreal. And I think I should talk about me too. I'll try to be as less narcissistic as I can. I may sound like that sometimes because I feel very confident about myself, but trust me, I'm not narcissist. I'm speaking a little too quick today because I think that the light may go off. Okay, so as of now, my YouTube has just 63 subscribers, and I've been told or even asked by people that why do you still make videos if you just have 63 subscribers? Who cares, man? Do better things, you have better things to do. No one cares about 63 subscribers. And if you look at it, at first they sound right. Like, I can do a lot of better things in that time. I could code, I could hang out with friends, I could even work out at that time. But I feel that making these videos and episodes is not just good for you. Like, it's good for you, of course, but it's good for me too. When I make an episode, I have to like research sometimes, or even I have to like organize my thoughts. So every time I record an episode, I'm organizing my thoughts. It's like my mind palace. Like, I have a lot of thoughts. Let's say trust. Okay, I have made an episode on trust, so I have to think about that, how I want to show you my mind. And because of that, my thoughts get organized. Like, at first I might be having very jumbled thought, because if you know me personally, then you know that while I'm editing, I make a lot of mistakes. Thankfully right now I'm not making a lot of mistakes, but I sure hope I don't do this a lot more in future. I do make mistakes and I fumble. Why? Because maybe English is weak, or maybe my thoughts are not that clear. Like, I think of, I need to say this thing and then this thing, but instead what happens is that instead of saying them in a very sequential manner, I just jumble them up, and that's not a good thing. So every time I make an episode, my thoughts are pretty much clearer. Like, they get organized. They are like an array, and I just use sort command. Okay, I'll cut that joke. Every time I do this, I feel a lot better, and it even makes me think of new topics. Like, if it wasn't for the podcast, then I wouldn't be really thinking about trust or like telling people about it. And one of the reason I started this was podcast was like, being very honest, one of the reason I started podcast was that at first I used to talk a lot. I still do, okay, and I like to sometimes preach a little to people. I like doing that. Or preach would be too enlightened word, but I would say that I like explaining to people at very basic level. Like, I've been accused of this. Like, if someone asks me about something, I tell them at a very basic level, like they are a 5-year-old kid, and they're like, shut up, I'm not that small, and please, I know enough. So I do that, and trust me, people are not fan of that when you do that a lot. So I started a blog, and it was going well. I wrote several articles and even stories, and it was fun. But then I realized that people were not reading blogs enough. They were too lazy to read. So I started with a podcast because I want to outlet my thoughts. And every time I do this, like, even if 2 person listen to this, I'll be happy, because they are getting my thoughts and they are getting a different perspective of certain things. So it's beneficial for you and me both. And it would be more beneficial if you would share it with a friend, though 63 subscribers don't sound very nice to me. So I hope you just help me increase that. So about being narcissist, I would say that people sometimes feel that I'm narcissist because I like talk about me. Like, I love talking about me, but not like very extensively. Like, the only thing I talk about is not me, but I see myself in a very good light, and that's why sometimes people feel that it is very narcissistic, and I don't agree with them. For me, I feel that I'm just confident, because with narcissistic people, you can't tell them their mistakes. If you tell them, they will either not accept it or they would outlash on you. But with me, it's not that. You can even like comment a hate comment and I would be like, damn dude, nice, that was very fun. This video is not about me being defensive that I'm not a narcissist, but this was just me giving an update. And while we are at it, I'll just explain the narcissistic part too. Like, I crack jokes, a lot of them. Some of them are very mean and offensive and some of them are very lame. That, like, the most stupidest, lamest joke you can think of, I'll probably laugh at that too. For me, every joke I crack, the target audience is me. So if I find a joke funny, I'll crack that. So maybe it is, but I think it's not really narcissistic. I just prefer myself and it's a very good type of self-love. And I love myself a lot more than I love other people. So it's kind of like that, and that makes me look like narcissistic, but I'm not. And this is probably the fifth time I'm saying that, and it looks like I'm creating a defense video that no, I'm not narcissistic, please, no. But it's not that, I just had to say it because I was talking about it. I don't claim about my mistakes with everyone a lot, but I do make a lot of mistakes. I fumble on my videos, I make stupid mistakes in real life too. Just because I don't tell mistakes in public, I don't prefer that. Like, if you are someone close to me, I'll surely accept my mistakes where I am. And even if you are having an online fight and somewhere I'm wrong, I'm very humble and I'll just say I'm sorry, trust me. I would love to talk about me more, but this was the basic essence of what I wanted to say, and I wanted to give an update about my things. So I did this episode. Yeah, my fourth sem has begun and this is the sem I'm going to rock. And as of now, just like you saw this in this video, I changed my background. I'm trying to, like, at least now I'm thinking that I should change a little bit of my episodes so that they are more likable. Because earlier my episodes were plain blank. Like, in one episode I was just standing behind a white wall. That was my room though, but I was doing that. So I'm thinking to make it much more attractive. I'll try to like make it more interesting for you guys to watch, and I'll think of more important topics and certain good things. And every once in a while we'll talk about me and how I think of certain thing or how I feel that way. I'll end today's episode, and this was not really that educative one, it was more of just informative one. Okay, like giving an update about myself and talking about me, because I thought I should talk about me sometimes too, so I just did that. And with that, I'll end today's episode, and in next episode we will probably learn something good. And comment below if you like this background and comment if you find it very noisy. Like, I'll check it myself too while editing, so I'll see. But if you like this background, I'll probably keep it, because right now I'm on my terrace and it's good. Like, the sun just set over there, and I would have showed that to you, but just because there are audio listeners, I'm not. Just kidding. And with that, I'll end today's episode. Thank you and have a nice day.